90.3 WMSC, Bobby Rio, Michael Stout, Pete the Freshman.
There we go. I was shut out for a moment.
We've returned.
Pete the Freshman, that's right, that's your alias. I always forget that.
On the whatchamacallit.
Oh, where is that from? Because it's from the movie, right?
Rules of Attraction, where like that girl's like, don't I know you? And he's like, no, I'm Pete the Freshman.
That's right. It was with, it was like a really kind of screwed up movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was in college. Yeah, it was a good, great movie.
Yeah, that movie gets better with viewings.
Almost like, it's like from the maker of American Psycho, right?
Like, you ever go to college? Yeah. It's believe it or not, it's like the storylines at one part, if you read the books, like, merge. Like, in college, you ever had that thing, like, where every morning you'd wake up and you'd turn on a movie and, like, you just, like, watch while you're getting dressed and stuff? Okay, maybe that's just me and I'm weird, but...
Okay.
I used to
Beat
do
the
that.
Freshman.
Yeah, I used to do that with Rules of Attraction because if you know how at the beginning of the movie, the beginning of the movie is the same as the end? But the beginning and the end are the same ending, except they're different. So I watched it repeatedly trying to figure out what was going on and why the beginning had a different ending than what the end ending was.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really figured it out, but I always loved that line because, I don't know, Pete the Freshman.
Whatever happened to James Vanderbeek?
I don't know.
Who's that? Was that the main character?
Yeah.
He was in Varsity Blues.
That's right. You're right.
And then he just disappeared.
Once Dawson's Creek went down, he was beat.
Yeah.
I think that it happens with a lot of, like, you get typecast into certain roles and stuff, and then you're just...
I thought that was a great movie,
James Vanderbeek, if you're listening, me and Mike are going to be doing some videos soon.
Yeah, you can come work with us.
If you're looking for work, you know.
It's going to be a work on, like, commission type basis, but... Yeah. I don't know how well Reaver pays. Rever, or whatever it is.
Might be less than what you're used to.
It'll be fun though. Hey man, if we can bring it back, you know, we'll take Corey Haim too. I heard he's on Rough Times. Corey Feldman or one of those Corys from the 80s.
Choosers. Yeah, come out.
Yeah, come on out. We're looking for extras.
We'll give you food, free food.
You know, we could put you up in the house maybe for a day or two.
Sleep on the couch.
Couch, that's right.
No big deal. Better than sleeping in
We'll go out, party, you know, have a good time. Take you out Jersey style.
Make really low budget flicks and then, you know.
Yeah.
You could go on your merry way.
It won't be as low budget as the ones that Screech makes, though. We're not going to do that.
How horrendous is that?
Yeah.
How the might, like, not that he was particularly mighty, but he's just fallen so low.
Yeah, I know. It gives my people a bad name.
Dustin Diamond.
I'm going to call the Federation of the Jewish People and rat you out, and this is abuse, and you're not allowed to do that.
I like when he's like, I will gut you.
I will gut you. I will do it. I will gut you. Beep, 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 beep.
Anyway, I saw on the site earlier, I don't know when you guys posted this, but it was basically like creating multiple dates in one night. And I think it's like subconscious. Once again, I think a lot of this stuff is stuff that people who like are, I guess, accustomed to being social.
Naturals.
Naturals. Yes. Like you do it subconsciously. Like you just do it because it seems like the right thing to do. But when I read about like the post that you guys put up, like I never really thought about. Like, that's why I'm doing it, or that's why people do it that way.
So you're saying you're a natural.
Well, no, I'm not saying I'm a natural. I'm just saying that a lot of this is, like, stuff that, like, I thought was common sense, but then...
If sense was so common, everyone would have it.
Exactly. So the thing is, like, unless you've actually, like, sat down and, like, consciously thought about it, which I never did, I just assume that, like, that's kind of what everybody did.
You know what? Yeah, this article that you're talking about was actually sent in by one of the guys from Master the Vibe. And it is an excellent article.
Was it Christian or Sebastian?
No, it was Chase Amante.
Oh, okay.
Sebastian's new partner.
Okay.
But because I mentioned in the article or my intro to the article that I used to go on a lot of period when I was going on some Match.com dates and MySpace dates and stuff. And the biggest mistake I made was doing exactly what he said not to do. And I would meet a girl for, like, coffee or for drinks. And we'd have a nice, pleasant conversation, and then it would end. And the next time we hung out, we'd start right back at square one of, all right, you want to meet for drinks again? We'd go for drinks again, and we'd have to start the whole rapport building all over again. Whereas the way that Chase writes the article, it's like you're creating a few different dates in one, so the next time you meet the girl, you have quite a bit of the rapport build up. It's a lot easier to jump right into the next phase rather than...
I mean, when we said multiple dates, we meant with the same person, not in the same night. It's actually a regurgitated mystery principle of bouncing from locations.
Exactly.
It's that on a new level.
But with this, it's like you're with mystery. You're bouncing when you meet a girl. This is more setting it up ahead of time.
Like, yeah, it's a scheduled bounce.
Scheduled bounce. Like, instead of saying to the girl, I'll meet you at Chili's for drinks, you meet her at your house. And then before that house, you say, well, let's stop at the mall.
Well, and that might be hard because some girls don't want to meet you at the house. But yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I'll pick you up.
I'm being the devil's advocate.
Before we go to Chili's, let's stop at the mall. I got to pick up my concert tickets. And then the trip to the mall is a date in itself.
I say, yeah, we're here. Why don't we grab, the pamphlet or blah blah blah, you know.
Walk around, then walk around, go to Chili's, and then after Chili's, you drive her back to, you know. It's I get the principle is very, very good.
Yeah, it's building rapport by changing locations, you know, and doing it on a planned route that's really gonna work out.
Okay, the one exit, like you guys gave three or whoever Chase, you said
Chase Amante from Master the Vibe.
He gave like
Master
three,
the Vibe
three examples. Let's not mock each other. Not
oh, come on, we're having fun. I sound like a frog.
Yeah. The third example, I guess, is like kind of like a dinner date, and he says, I guess, you know, this is something that probably wouldn't work the first time. It'd be like the third or fourth time you guys met up, but it was like, you know, you meet at your place, and then you go to liquor store to get like liquor for dinner. And then you go to the shopping market and, you go get whatever food you need. And then you go back to your place and you have drinks and you cook dinner and then you kind of hang out afterwards. And the thing was, like, each of those things are something where you could, like, make, like just going to the store to get whatever you have planned for dinner. And everyone really should know how to make one thing really well. Like, if you're a guy, like, there should just be one thing that you know how to cook.
And it shouldn't be a hamburger.
Or steak. It needs to be, like, kind of,
yeah,
like,
or steak. Unless it's, like, some, like, crazy steak dish, the one that's wrapped around with the
oh, it looks like a pinwheel with like,
yeah, and it's got like a crustacean clustered,
yeah,
thing
like a,
on it.
Like a pasta could be really good, or you know, something like that. But you know, just going to the store to pick up the ingredients, like if you go to a Whole Foods, like that could be an entire event.
Yeah. And it's a great thing about like shopping dates, it's just so much topic of conversation that like you get to play around with. You know, when you're going out to like a movie, I mean, a movie is horrible date.
Yeah, it's probably one of the worst like first dates.
Yeah, that's like a relationship date.
Yeah, the only acceptable movies I found have been like really funny comedies because it puts you in such a good mood when you leave the movie that like, and you can just, you have all those jokes to like talk about and have fun with. But generally, movies
tasteful softcore porn. Yeah. on the Starz channel late night.
But the date that I'm talking about, though, as far as going to the stores, it's a lot better than like the dinner, because you're in a dinner, you're not like, you're in an environment that doesn't present a lot of topics of conversation. If you're walking around, whether it be the mall or a food store, there's just so many little things to talk about. You're walking down a cereal aisle, you can make a joke about the kind of cereals you ate when you were a kid. It's just constantly new things
that's right.
Bring up to talk
that's right.
About
good to relate to as well.
Yeah,
I mean, I love SpaghettiOs, you know. Brings back a lot of memories. I think it's in between the girl that I date. It's
a good way to test.
I used to date and on and off. You know,
no, so she's like borderline chubby. You can see what kind of food she's like into, and that way you know whether or not it's going
to
go.
That's why you
got
to go to Whole Foods. Make sure you go to Whole Foods. Mike was right on that one.
No, you trigger.
Pete,
you really,
Pete
like,
was right on that.
You're
one.
Like, let's get some Ben and Jerry's, and if she jumps it. On it,
Pete
you're like,
the freshman.
You know, like with Whole Foods. Plus, like every time you walk around Whole Foods, you're like, I had no idea that someone would buy that, and like.
And there's so many free samples, too.
Oh, yeah.
You could just eat there. Save some money.
Save a couple bucks. You could people watch. There's always weird people in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
People watching is always something that you don't have to sit there and openly mock people, but it's always funny to, you know, point out.
It's great date. Great date.
You're right. Everyone loves it. You're right. Isn't that why we all love reality TV so much, though? It's just people watching at its best.
Like, yeah.
I've been on so many dates where you've talked to the girl and they're like, oh, let's just bring our sunglasses and sit and watch everybody and talk about them. not that I'm a bad person.
Yeah,
I just enjoy it.
It's a skill that you can get good at. If you can get good at like finding quirky things about people and like really like pointing out things that I don't want to say like mean things.
Yeah, like don't mock like the person who's limping or the person who has a deformed face.
No, but like if you can see somebody and get
the guy with
quickly,
the comb over.
Yeah, or like weird mannerisms, like you know.
Yeah, quickly find somebody to relate. Like, if you see people and you can quickly say, like, they're the bizarre version of this celebrity or, you know, stuff like that. Just topics of, like...
Yeah, I agree.
Who were we talking to last week where what was that, Inner Game?
swallowed my sucking candy. It was horrible. Oh my god, I almost died.
Sebastian Drake was talking about passive.
Yeah. Well, he like that.
I cannot take any more sucking candies. No. That's the worst one. My throat's killing me.
Yeah, Sebastian Drake was talking about passive value last week.
When he was doing that whole thing where, you know, you slow down your speech and you kind of like have, you know, hang on words and stuff, like that could be something where, you know, if you see someone walking by that looks particularly businessly, but it's, you know, like a Saturday, you could always go into some in-depth story about the time you did something.
We have a caller.
Yep. Hold on.
Is that Mr. Ross Jeffries?
Might be.